And now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
One of my aunts was a great letter writer, and she and my mother kept up a constant flow of letters over most of the years of their marriages. Mum used to sometimes read Auntie Marg's letters to us so that we could catch up with what was happening in her family. It was always good to hear what our cousins were doing and how they were getting on. They lived on the northwest coast of Tassie and we were in Hobart. And back in the late 50s and 60s, travelling that way far away always seemed just too far for us to go, so we only saw them irregularly. One thing I noticed about the letters was that Auntie Marg would always start by mentioning that it was raining. In my youth and innocence, I simply thought that it must have been awfully wet on the northwest coast, and how terrible it must have been to live there with that much rain. As I grew older, I worked out that Auntie Marg made use of the time when it was raining to write her letters. So it didn't always rain on the northwest coast, but she did always write when it rained. As the majority of Australia comes out of the very challenging times of lockdown and restrictions caused by COVID-19, I'm wondering, as many, many other people are wondering, what lessons have I learnt about how I used my time when things change and I'm no longer able to do all that I want to do? I know that here in Tasmania, we were blessed with only a few times of lockdown, but I don't know that there were many occasions when at the end of the day, I could answer myself, what have I done today? What did I do that was useful? Did I achieve any goals? Or did I basically waste a lot of time doing stuff? I know that there were many people who were really productive and who achieved incredible things during this time. But I know also that there were many people whose lives were so changed that they almost seem now as if they were a shadow of their former selves. As I answer my questions, I have to say that I'm probably somewhere in the middle. So think of my Auntie Marg and my mum who like to get the letters and respond to them. I see people who are able to see that if they have a few minutes, they can be in contact with someone and make a difference. With all of our devices and social media platforms, there are still many of us who can feel isolated and alone. So I'd like to ask, can you make time when there's a rain break in your day to reach out to someone and give them a word of encouragement and support? And so you too can make a difference.